ينفعني نبقى نعرف اللمش او كاش let me take this opportunity again to apologize about the cancellation of our meeting yesterday to everybody who was given our visitors because this is the Transvaal Parliament. We're not going to finish our business yesterday because at 11 o'clock everyone was having their caucuses. We're all living here in South Africa. So there's no way that we can call you and harass you saying that no, we are finishing. Let's take a few minutes. Today, honorable members will be having a lot of meetings until 4 o'clock. My apology for that. As agenda is in front of us, do you agree with our agenda, honorable members? And do you want that you must put any other thing, you must not focus, as I'm saying, we'll be here until 4 o'clock today. Anyone adopting the agenda? We're not going to start this meeting. No one is adopting the agenda. Can you adjourn and go back home? Honorable Banana.
I adopt the agenda.
Can you try call that? Honorable. Okay, Honorable Homos. Let me take this opportunity again to say good morning to our visitors. Today we have boxing South Africa, and then we are in our seat. So we'll be starting with you, and then the last item is going to be our department. Boxing South Africa, here you are, you left us, promised us, maybe we'll reflect whether you have fulfilled your promises, but I'm happy that you're here today. Can I take this opportunity to say that we are welcoming you, hoping that you are coming with good news. I'm giving you the platform.
Thank you.
Somebody who elected himself to the deputy chairperson is really intense and to you, both in South Africa.
Thank you, Chair, and morning to members of the Portfolio Committee. First, I would like to thank you for giving us an opportunity to present our MPP. My name is Linda Adelaide. I'm the Chair of Voting South Africa. With me, I'm with Ms. Mashizo Mage, who is our Senior Administrator. And I must apologize for our CFO, who's stuck in the reception. We are today presenting our strategic plan and our MPP request. I'm not sure whether I should go on what is the situation with the transition. You wanted to see that lady? Okay. Alright. No, you just enjoy watching the one on the screen. Thank you. Okay. We didn't make any changes in our strategy because of the fact that we felt that there's not much of need to change from the strategy. And we actually also make sure that we focus on the same legal framework, which is the Boxing and Regulation, Rules and Regulations, and also the Act, and also BSE procedures and policies. And whilst we are focusing on this, there are a whole lot of other legal frameworks that we focus on, which are actually indicated on the screen. Our strategic influences are actually the regional development plan, the government outcomes bulletin, the white paper for the legislation, and the national for the legislation plan, and the medium-term strategic framework, including the and our vision is to be the leading sporting coach in South Africa and the world's class sporting authority. And I can confirm that I think we are moving towards that vision with most of the activities that we are focusing on within boxing South Africa. And our mission is to develop promote and effectively regulate the administration of boxing in South Africa. And in doing this, through ensuring and safeguarding the health and safety and general well-being of professional boxers, we are actually looking at promoting and marketing and functioning quality of events and tournaments, and we have been doing this quite well now, looking at the space for room for improvement, and also improving the sports and solidarity with athletes and supporters, including our sponsors. We also look at a credible rating of boxers and training licenses, which actually now, any time you could actually every month see the ratings on our website. Positioning BSA as a point of reference for international sanctioning bodies in South Africa and ensuring that boxing SA fulfills its roles as a custodian of such interest and concern to all South African boxers at home and all international. We're also actually looking at improving the stature of national and provincial titles and also coordinating the activities of all boxing stakeholders in the country for purpose of unifying the boxing codes and management expectations. And those are ladies who are in the ring. The Honorable, I think, So our strategic goal is actually to ensure an effective and efficient and sustainable organization, and with the first goal being effective and sustainable organization that we are focusing on. And secondly, is to transform in the regulated environment, and part of that, we've used that teacher strategically, is one of our he made a negative workshop we had last year as part of our transformation in the sport. And in doing that, to ensure that the development and transformation of boxing and create synergy between professionals and amateur boxing. And the third strategic goal is marketing, communication, and stakeholder management, wherein in doing that, to ensure that the marketing of boxing and promote an interaction between association, boxers, managers, promoters, trainers, and officials. We have been quite well in that particular area, and I think everything would be in other workshops with other stakeholders in workshops. Our budget program structure is actually program 1, 2, and 3, which is government and administration, option development, and also option promotion. And the first one is actually to promote good corporate governance and also the overall administration and financial sustainability of boxing. And that was actually doing that well in that area. And also on the issue of boxing development, to ensure compliance with the key aspects of boxing act, rules and regulations, and because application when and compliance is observed. The program will drive compliance with the licensing of practitioners, functioning of ESA events, reaching of boxers, as well as coordination of training needs of all licenses to ensure them to meet their requirements and their regulations. And the third one would be promotion, which again is trying to focus on promote the sport and also make it boxing to improve its public profile and increase its brand value, as well as coordinate premium wrestling events across the country. And we've done quite well on the score with partnership with the Department of Sports and Recreation and also with the NBC. Within the three areas, the first one on governance and administration is an issue of strengthening governance and oversight, and also looking at improving administrative capacity and also stakeholder engagement framework. And the second one is actually on development, where we are now started putting on systems and protocols, and we are also looking at licenses, training and development, education and awareness, and issues of compliance and enforcement. Partnership agreements, MOUs with international functioning bodies, we have now identified and put up a paper on which international bodies we would want to work with moving forward, because of boxing, unlike all other international other federations. With other federations, we only have one international body, but with boxing, we have so many, and now we are actually looking at identifying possibly top five and make sure that we sign MOUs with each five. Sanctioning and rating, and also investigation, issue about amendment of the Boxing Act, because this is now really one of our concerns of in order for us to achieve some of our goals. The issue of women boxing, which is doing quite well, is one of the concerns that we're doing quite well. National coverage, and also health and safety, and also the issue of formation of associations. And I think that on women's boxing, we should also indicate the fact that for the first time in boxing South Africa, we have appointed now a women's commission for boxers who would then report and raise the board on women's issues that they can see in boxers after they identify that there are a lot of challenges for them to participate in the sport. The third one is boxing promotion, which is a marketing and communication strategy. It's one of the areas that we're doing quite well, but I think it still needs some more attention. The issue of boxing sponsorship and also image coordination, revenue generation, and funding model. We also identified risk areas and also come up with mitigation actions. And one of them, the first one, is insufficient funding and lack of revenue sustenance. And we are looking at soliciting sponsorship, and I think now that we are doing boxing on television, Maybe it's 1 month left to the team, and maybe we focus what you could find in the later time. I think there's a need for us to improve that area so that we can more and attract more sponsors. Develop the revenue generation and collection strategy, and also advise and maintain relationships with broadcasters. The second one is the key strategic position left unfilled, and the position of you. It will review the organogram, fill on the head position, and also attract and retain skilled personnel. Constraints, limitations within the South African both Connect and VFA not fully complying with legislation. One of the things that we are working with the department is to remove the act of functionality, so it will be for review of amendments of the act and also to teach awareness across the board. And then the issue of license is not complying, whether it is not complying or satisfied with the DS regulation. We are actually trying to enforce compliance with the legislation and in consultation with stakeholders to ensure that we do a lot of awareness and the review process and procedures. The issue of negative coverage of boxing, and I think today I could say that we are getting less fewer negative publicity now because of we are already trying to manage those issues by developing a communication and media strategy to inform and engage stakeholders, because some of the media coverage that were too negative because of media that some of them were not clear about some of the regulations, and they were seen in DSA or things that are not but also to participate in the issue of participation and interaction and collaboration. And one of the things that we're trying to do is to make sure that we communicate more with our stakeholders, because as soon as there's a gap, it can actually miss this understanding. That's our present organogram, which I won't go through. And I would request that I move immediately to our CTK. The first area is governance and administration, which focuses on the board and also stakeholders, and again also on the office. And within the board, we are looking at meetings of the board held and its subcommittees. We have now set up few subcommittees to address some of our challenges, and the board is actually meeting as actually, we are even meeting sometimes more because of stress, so there's a lot of challenges and involvement and implementation of board resolutions. The CEO's report and the management of the entity and also implementation of board resolution is done by the office, and also the issue of stakeholder mobilization, which again is actually making sure that we either look at the leaders to mobilize stakeholders development, we are actually looking at issues around licensing and trusting and rating, and also training of licenses and regulations, compliance and enforcement. And in doing that, we have now increased the number of registered licenses within Boxing South Africa because of the awareness that now is coming up, that everybody in Britain now seeing that Boxing is there. We get more, we are getting more and then such events or tournaments as per the first standards and also to conduct some change on monthly basis as we did. On issues of training, boxers and ring officials are going to change as well as on licenses and also on regulations, we will be looking at issues of licenses and the boxing facilities across the country. I recall that in the last presentation we did indicate some of our challenges that most of our trainers, they don't own facilities, and most of the facilities owned by municipalities, some of them are actually not in good condition, and some of the folks are not training in the garage areas where it's not suitable for Western train, but we are looking at those concepts and we'll be putting those in the form. Insurance is compliance and also with water regulation. And the third one is on promotion, which would be looking at marketing and branding, where you, the first one is looking to the team right with SS1 podcast. I've done that with SBC in the last board meeting. The board editor, the president, that we should actually pursue trying to get also ETG because they did develop marketing and branding strategy and also ensure funding for the ensure communication to develop communication strategies to realize SA process and also that we identify and promote national boxing seminar events. That's in short about the areas, Chairperson, and on this call, I would say thank you for giving us an opportunity to present our strategy and our implementation. So,
thank you very much, Professor. Maybe one has to begin by appreciating the presentation that has just been made by Boxing South Africa. And it's good to learn that things are improving, as they say. Process this committee, we are worried about the development in boxing. But one quick question is to check if Boxing South Africa is aware of what is happening in the Eastern Cape in particular, where there are two boxing associations, one claiming to be recognized than the other, the reason being that the other one is like supported by senior politicians there, which I think if it's not attended to, is going to kill boxing in that part of South Africa. Especially because Eastern Cape had a history in boxing. Mdangane in particular is known of producing boxers in this country. But if that thing is going to be left unattended, I don't see boxing taking the shape that as a portfolio committee would like to see it taking. Thank you,
thanks, and thanks to the Chairman of the Board for that presentation. My key interest is in terms of the organizational chart, aligning it with the strategy. There are no such plans. I mean, I see there's emphasis in terms of the approach to marketing and communication, particularly as one avenue that could help with some income generation, because the grant from the parliament, that organization has. But when I look at don't see any post-elimination to Kong and my kitchen in terms of the existing structure. And I'm curious to find out, particularly with the fact that even the post of the CEO hasn't been filled, and I would appreciate an update on that process of the CEO. But to get people from both in South Africa, its approach in terms of income generation, what are these ideas that they're currently pursuing or are in the pipeline to pursue? Because there hasn't been a wholesale change from this APP to the previous year's APP. What will change would be personnel 156. And also to get more details in terms of the broadcasting partnership with SABC and the department, particularly to check whether that has strengthened the financial state of both in South Africa, and also to get a sense of what other sponsorships are in the pipeline. I understand that if they aren't finalized, it would be premature to make any pronouncements on them. But what we need is an indication that the entity itself has a plan, because it is financially unsustainable to hold it relying on the grant from the Department of Sustainability. It will forever be insufficient because they also have the challenge of insufficient funding. But also to so that we can have a sense that as much as you're conscious of the challenges that you face in terms of revenue generation to make this entity financially stable, you also have concrete plans that I am saying that are tangible that we can also engage and interrogate. And secondly, with the development of the appointment of the creation of the Commissioner for Women's Boxing, I just want some more elaboration on it, because the chairperson just indicated in passing that the focus, the primary mandate will be more so on female boxers. But I also think that the issue of women's participation in boxing doesn't end or start with the boxers themselves. What about boxing officials? What about the administration? And also to say that is there in place, or will it be the mandate of the commissioner to have a very credible gender empowerment strategy that will drive its daily progress, so that we don't take shortcut routes of creating this post, but it's not aligned to the overall challenges that are facing the sport with regards to gender equality in that aspect. Thank you.
I would like to first want to give what Honorable Madiga said about the power of matters of the technologies in this case. I mean, now that we have to fix that, so we can bring out severe consequences, because really, the poorest folks are the ones who are in Paris. Okay, I don't want to stress too much then, because it was very sad. Okay, on the boxing development, my question is, we are aware that in Eastern Cape, there is boxing. Although there is fights and other fights, boxing there, we know. But now, let's hear about our provinces. We know in Gauteng here and there, Eastern Cape here and there. I want, because if we say boxing South Africa is a national sports code, so it must happen in every province, every region, all over. So why is it happening in Limpopo, Sukune, District, for example? Why is it happening in KwaZulu-Natal, Ilembe, Kwazubuza region, for example? You see, so that we can know this is a really national thing, because we cannot always when you talk of boxing, we think of Western Cape. How do you eat it? That's all. It cannot happen like that. It should be a national and truly national. I think that was my main question. Thank you very much.
was on the Sabbathan. I do believe that the first in level, he's written in this quarter, is the lead to the first quarter. There is a bit of
information.
In your, what did you say about where you talked about the health safety and well-being of professionals of that? So I want to check perhaps now what about it is how much I so I don't think to get there. But how I mentioned you talked about students between professionals and amateur coaching. I'm not sure whether it means not that important. But I want to check what is the practical that you are doing to develop boxing within the communities and schools, because I suppose now people should start there. We're going to start from schools, each and every coach, what you call now. We're going to start from the community and schools. So, Frank, what do I do now to take care of boxing there? Thank you very much.
Rotating to some of the provinces, although there are some other provinces which they did not, do this boxing thing, including my province, just because if I'm talking about my province, they don't have to come to my place where I'm staying. They must catch me in one of the, even not the capital city, one of the regions, because we have regions in the province. Like, let me put an example, we have three regions in Mpumalanga, Eastern Valley, Harp, and Kananga. If they go to one of these regions, I must give credit to West Coast Josephine. I'm not scratching what my colleague said, but we were just fighting with the boxing, that boxing you're not visible, we want to see you all over. At once, we have started to see them rotating to all the provinces, although they not went to some of the provinces, they went to Eastern Cape, although they were in their place, they used to be. They went to Mpumalanga, they went to Gauteng. Maybe, boxing, you must start to invite the community wherever you go, so that it will see what you are doing. Because immediately you go to any other provinces, once we meet the when you broadcast the boxing on the TV, once you miss that on Friday, really we're gonna say we don't see you. But once you see the invitation, even if you're not there, once you receive the invitation, you'll be able to know that, oh, last month it went to Mpumalanga, last week it went to Gauteng, each and every month it's a person. So that's why it's just I wanted to appreciate their job. Because you cannot fight with them if maybe they're doing some of the good job. Another thing, Josephine, I was taking as their organizational chart. In 2014, 2015, you had about four vacancies. That was the director administration, director compliance and enforcement, director marketing and branding, So I want to check, maybe you said that, but I did not hear you mentioning that all the vacancies were filled. I'm sure that but you are talking about that we are the vacant, but this one there, I think they are long overdue about it. Because on the marketing, we keep on saying boxing, we don't see boxing, because you don't have a director in marketing and the branding, you must see those things. And I can see on this strategy, I also want to see the female boxers at Jefferson. The female boxers in 2014, 2015, there were 41. Only 41. But the males were 487. The difference is huge. And the ring officials as well, the number is less than 10. But for the females, for the males, it was more than 50. So I think in their strategy, they must strategize and maybe to add women. Okay, thank you.
And I'm going to.
Generation, I think one of the areas that we have now improved is the issue of collection, because one of the things that we identified is the fact that our licensees were owing us a lot of money, and now we have put up systems to make sure that they declare the correct amount for their exam and they pay for what is due to their exam. And I think the Honorable asked about whether the issue of broadcasting is strengthening here in financial year, it is, because of the fact that now we know how much SNDC will be paying the promoter, and then we can actually claim a percentage out of that. So it is actually strengthening our financial position. The issue of sponsorship, yes, we are looking at other sponsors, and unfortunately, there's not much that we can sell from our side because of most of the events are actually organized by promoters. But we had few sponsors who were willing to come in and sponsor the event. Again, we don't want to actually sell our products for less. So what we are trying to look at is the fact that we're broadcasting now in place. We need to get some steps from the SABC so that we can actually put value for money around it. So we actually sort of like delay a little bit. because from a marketing point of view, if you sell your product now, you could sell it for less, while at a later date you could sell it for more. And as soon as the agent gives us the set from the first year broadcast, then we'll be able to have a very good proposal to the sponsor. We also managed to actually get funding from lotteries for women boxing, and the project that we are running now, the campaign, is actually funded from lotteries, which actually assisted us now to implement the campaign around empowerment of women in boxing. The issue of female boxers commission, the reason why we decided to create this commission, we had a workshop last year, December, with all licensed and honorable, we also be focusing on female boxers. We had a session with female promoters, with female officials, female trainers, and also female boxers in December. And out of that workshop, we came up with the resolutions. But on our own, we identified that there were more serious problems around female boxers that we need to address. And also with the fact that you recall that in 2013 with the Boxing and Dialogue with the Department of Sports Education and the Minister, we said we want to focus the boxer at the center of boxing. And that's the reason why when we came to women boxing, we then actually should focus on the issue of female boxers and address their challenges. Some of the issues that we have identified is that the fact that these are social issues that need some specific attention with psychologists, which we did in the next session, the one that we did now in February in March. We actually invite sports psychologists who actually came up out with a whole lot of issues that we need to follow up. And I think one of the things that we are picking up is the fact that sports is not just about play, it's about a whole lot of issues, and some of them are social issues. And all forms of abuse. So we need to actually then start addressing those issues. And then that's waiting for the results from the psychologist for us to do that. So the second workshop we had in Devon, it also included officials and also looking at senior officials and their training. With promoters, we have by now increased number of senior promoters, and the ladies who promoted the tournament in Devon are now international promoters. And once at the beginning of this whole program, they were just traditional promoters. So there is actually an improvement and I think results out of this program. So the issue whether there is a gender empowerment strategy, yes, we do have a strategy on that area. When we applied for funding, it was actually coming from that strategy, and they identified, for just for information, where they identified the fact that we need to empower women in those three areas, coaches, promoters, officials, and trainers, and workers. But also we also look at profiling them and actually making sure that those who are in the international level, they should actually have more international tournaments, and the national ones have more international tournaments. And also once we are doing that, encouraging more women to come into boxing. The issue around the development of boxing, and that's where I was saying the DJ would come in and assist on this one. There are two factors within boxing, that's Sanabo and ourselves. And I know our people say constantly when we come to this meeting, we need to bring in the two structures together, so that they can respond on issues that are related to boxing at district level, at community, at local level, because they're the ones who actually have structures at those levels. With ourselves, it's more about professional boxing where people apply for a license. So they can apply from anywhere, but our responsibility as BSA is to ensure that there is boxing within those provinces. And we are doing that quite well with this campaign that we have started of boxing effect, where the Honorable Madam has actually indicated that we do go to all provinces. We have been to all provinces except Northwest and Limpopo, where their tournaments were postponed. So I think we should be going to those two provinces, but get into all other seven provinces, including Northern Cape, where there's very little boxing, but we actually have very big events in Northern Cape. So, but also I think when it comes to amateur boxing and our relationship, we are working on that relationship, and the Director General actually invited ourselves and Alabo to a meeting where we are trying to look at ways of working want you to look at how best can we make sure that in the same campaign, we actually also make sure that Salabo does have some events in the same country. So we are working on that strategy. It is very coordinated by the department. I've already responded to the issue of the vacancy and also the issue of the senior licensing strategy. I'm not sure if I've missed any other issue. I've noted the issue of the invite to the portfolio committee to our team.
We have declared boxing as one of 15 county codes for the country, and also for schools, for the courses. But as you may be aware, the Department of Basic Education adopted the position in 2001, in which they outlawed, in fact, they prohibited combat sports in schools, and boxing being one of the affected codes. So last year at the National School Sports Championship, it was the first time we had school bowling age children participating in that challenge. But the children were not drawn necessarily from the school spectrum because the option is not necessarily being played in schools. But the same group of children who participate in class. So we had agreed that we would unite the class system in schools. With the totality of the school sport program. So I think there is a need for us to continuously engage with this education around the change of this, because while all combat sports are prohibited, but it is a mistake. If you go to some schools, particularly in townships and also a few schools in urban areas, you do find that despite the policy in place for teaching combat sports, some schools are actually having garage. And they have to do that in the schools, and the department has never really punished the schools for doing that. And we think that we need to redo that since I was able to improve boxing in schools. The second issue I thought that we had a problem is the issue of the rules. Because I guess this issue comes up quite very often. The rule, what they say, is supposed to do in the bigger very chain and that of SANA. And I think that issue, if we clarify it, be helpful in understanding the bigger challenge. So for us, how we approach this, we approach it on a three-tier basis. ESA is a regulatory structure itself that is supposed to regulate professional boxing, and only that, only regulate professional boxing. And Hanawa, which is a developmental structure, which is in the format of the Sports Federation, or responsible is recognized in terms of the Act, and which is supposed to deal with amateur boxing, or what is called open boxing. And we also look at the totality of boxing as a code, as a whole, because these two structures, they feel like 80% of the head of what is being done in the code itself. But there is 20% of the other key elements which are important to make sure that the code as a whole is viable. And that will speak to issues of skills development, that will speak to issues of broadcasting rights, all of that, because in the totality of the picture, the question is whether the product itself is bankable. And as a whole, meaning when you look at the code itself, and not necessarily what I know does or what BSA does, but the code itself, an item code, which raises some stimulating interest among potential sponsors to be able to do this. I think that the department has focused itself on the entire 360 view of the whole code of boxing, and all the resolutions were taken, even at the in-level. We're looking at history achievers. I must indicate that we have been quite slow with open boxing, and this is the rule of Asana. Of course, we started last year with what DSA ought to do, but importantly, last year was the most important year in the context of the program Boxing is Back. But that program is doing some of it, yes, we must admit. But at our recent management committee meeting, we did reflect as the management committee, and I gave some bit of feedback to the people working on this program Boxing is Back, and we were able to identify some of the two messages the program has finished. The important thing is that we are starting. The program is right, we're seeing the early signs of success. Pressure is beginning to collect more effort than we did before. There is a good disclosure now in terms of the current. We have been able, the super sport, to also fill in some cuts. So it has not only been left to FADC, but FADC has been the key partner. But we have also had to look at super sport and its own English. The key issue that is being a concern is on the quality of the product. I think that issue is key, and it will not matter how much money we put in. If the product itself does not improve, then there will be no viewers. The value of the product itself will be quite less in terms of broadcasting rights, and also the chances that sponsors will come on board. And there are many ingredients to making that happen. Part of which is the quality of we have people who say they are promoters, indeed they are licensed. I think we have to look the licensing regime in totality and to engage with the promoters in this area, because if you ask me frankly, I think I must be careful how I say this, the PMG is in here, even if I take the coaching to consider the public's what I say. So I need to be careful how I say this. We do not believe that we have quality promoters. Majority of our promoters are almost 95% and with what they are, because let's face it, promotion is a business. People don't do it because they love the sport, they do that secondary, you know, but they do it because they want the money. And that's why you see the fight in the media. It's all about money. There's nothing significant about the it's all about money and influence and fighting for access for resources. And in this regard, the product that a promoter has got to put up, he's got to put up the show, and he's got to put up a good proposal that when he gives it to the broadcaster looks at it and says, yes, my viewers want to put it. And when you put it to a sponsor says, wow, this is a great thing that I can put my name and associate myself with that. But if you have the mediocre boxers we have, and many of them who are scoring on three or round one, if this bid was settled on TV for an hour, that's what people have prepared themselves. They have popped their popcorns, they're in the front of the TV, and the first 5 minutes the fight is over. Then the quality of the boxers we are putting forward, the quality of the product itself is mediocre. And therefore it will not attract any key thing. So we need to look at the real promoters, right? We need real business people, because right now, the strategy we have taken is where the state is the sponsor's capital. Where basically the state is subsidizing capital. We the state are putting money, and we are sort of a guarantor that says that if you want to make money, if people want to buy tickets to come into your show, to come watch it, we will cover your minimum cost for this much, and that's our contribution. And we have been coercing positive correction practice, both SuperSport and SABC, to really buy substandard products. This is really what has been the case. But the important thing is that we expect, and the, also the issue that says there's going to be a new fight amongst one of those people. There's going to be a new fight. Because the system agreed to the at the INDAP was that they will reach the promoters with it, which means that the one with the best promoter will be. So when you have the date, the fight was with the promoters and Lajimis Branko and the others. I briefed the police about this before. But the fight has always been, are the rights supposed to be controlled by DSA? And the promoters said, but historically the rights belong to them, and they want to have the say in the right. We then agreed that with the broadcasters, SuperSport, as well as SABC, they will have to designate dates and inform us how many dates they have in a year. So, for instance, SABC may say, in this year we have 3 days. In the date we had already agreed that they must put about 10% of that towards development, meaning what summer with us. They must have a good program of DSA, which will generate money for and we will also educate the public about the problem. And then the bulk of the date then goes to end. So you'll find that perhaps in
Thank you. Thank you. no place in half of the day like that.
Thank you. 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4 7 9 4